Plus egos. Well, let's say a kid only found the shell of a nut. Kamoshoy, the way it was, he didn't have to do anything to it. Now he decided with his mind to use this shell to measure off the dirt with it. But even if he actually measured with it. But he didn't do an action to make it into a kli. So therefore, he does not have a machshava. So Rashi says, v'im ben das, if the person would have been a ben das, not a kotin, then choshev aleim to maim it. Would have had machshava to use it the way it is, it would be tamei. Because that's also Mishnah in Kelim that says, kol ha-kelim yordim l'deit tumosim ha-machshava. Anytime you have a kli, even though it's not finished yet, but if you have machshava to use it the way it is right now, so your machshava gives it a shame kli, it would be mekabel tumah. But over here, since they're a cotton, they don't have das, see, they don't have a machshava, if they just find the shell, and now they decide to use it, their das is not choshev enough to make it into a kli. So we see this Mishnah, that when they do an action to hollow out the pri to make it into a kli, and they tell us they know what they're doing, so both together, a maisa with the machshava, an action with the thought, it helps to make it into a kli, the kabel tumah. But a machshava alone does not help. Sumara says, if so, Omalei said back to him like this, Machshava gurei dosa loikami boile. True. If the cotton just takes the korban oila, and he says he has machshava to do with l'shem korban oila, avada would not be good. That I know this Mishnah, that if he doesn't do an action in Maisa, he just says he has machshava, the machshava alone is not enough. Enechnami, this I would not have a question. But kiko mi boile, where do I have my question? Machshavtoi nikeres mitoich maisof. In a case where true he has a machshava, but we see from the actions that he's doing that he really has this machshava. So the question is, when we see it through his action, is that machshava choshev a machshava or not? Kagurin, what would be the case like this? To have a kaima oila bedorim. In the case where this korban oila was on the south side of the Azorah. The Yasiu, now the cotton came in, and he took it from the south side, Bitsofen, and he brought it to the north side of the Azorah, the place where he's supposed to make the shchita on the korban, on the oil, on the Kodesh Kadoshim, Vishokhato, and the cotton made a shchita there, on the Tsofen side. So now's my Shalomai, what's the loch in such a case like this? Me, the Asiya Bitsofen, since the cotton himself took it to the north side, he did a maisa, is the Chur Vishokhan, that he made a shchita, he chaven lo. That should be a proof that it's Nika Mitoich Maisav, that he knows what he's doing. He knows this is a korban oil. He knows the korban oil has to be done on the sofen side. So therefore, he brings it over to the sofen. That like shows us he really has machshava. So this should be a sort to say that yes, we see his machshava in this maisa, and maybe this is called a good shchitas kochim, and maybe the korban would be kosher. I do, or maybe no. The other sefer should be, all right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yes, that was one side to say. Maybe the cotton's machshava does help. I do, or maybe no. Mokamud leyes ramalei. Could be the reason why the cotton brought this korban oil from the south side to the dorms, to the sofen, not because he knows dalochis, not because he has kavona l'shem korban oil, but just maybe there wasn't place there. Stam leyes. Mokamud leyes ramalei. He had no other place to do it, so he brought it here. That's the question. In such a case with Nikam, Mitoich Maisov, is that Machshava called a good Machshava or not? Rashi says it means Lefi Royis Einenu, from our eyes, the way we see what he's doing. We do not know 100%. We just see him doing an action, and to us it looks as if he has Kavona. Even though we're not sure, that's the question, is such a Machshava considered a Machshava or not? Samora said back, he said back, Honami Omro Reb Yechon Chodezimna. This case also Reb Yechon already said one time. The Tanan, we learned like this, a Mishnah Machshirim that says, Hamala Peirois of Lagag. If someone brings up his fruits on top of the roof, he brings it up to the roof. If Neha Knima, he wants to keep it free from the bugs that will go into it, so he brings his peiros upstairs on the roof, it should be clean there. Now Viora de Layim Tal, and dew comes down over it on it at night. And he had no intentions, he had no das, he did not want the dew to come on it. Therefore, the loch is Einon Bechiyutan. That's not considered Bechiyutan. Therefore, it's not Hukshala Kabotumma. Rashi said, Lenichalei for high tacos. First, really, is not desirable with this ado. For heavy hechshel, mail is not cold like water went on the pre that you put the water there that you adas yonicha with it. Loridun de tumoson. Emigabem sheras liachas man. Why? Debinin ki yutan dimu de chayitan de nichalei. With Ashen apostate that usually the aloch is by Paris by food, it's not makabu tumo until first it had a hechsher. It means water went on it. Now, either you put the water on it yourself, or even if the water goes by itself, also it's hechsher, but providing your nichalei, you're happy with it. Over here, that you're not happy with it, and you did not put the dew on it, therefore it's not hechsher, it's ena b'chiyutan, even if a sheretz touches it later, it does not become tomei. But what's going to be v'im niskav v'nakach? Let's say when you brought it up there, you had intentions that the dew should come down on it. Rashi says, whether bein b'shas lo at the time when you brought it up, or even later on, but as long as the dew did not dry up yet from the peris, and you have das yonicha with the dew being on the peris, now it's called roi l'kabotum, it's called hukshur. Is areyim b'chiyutan. Now what's going to be though? Helum cherish shait of a cotton. Let's say though, a cherish, deaf and dumb, a rosh shait of fool, a rosh cotton, that they do not have das. Let's say they bring it up to the roof. So it says clearly, afa pishin eskavnu lakach, even though they had in mind that we should bring it up on the roof and the dew should wash it off, that they wanted the dew to be on the peris, still, ainav b'chiyutan, still it's not considered when the dew goes on it as if it was done midas. And therefore, it's not hukshal kabel tuma that these peris will not become tonei. Why the Mishnah Gemara says mifnei sheyesh lehem maisa v'yein lehem machshava? Because true, they have a maisa, but not a machshava. Rashi says shein machshavte machshava. The hechsher this in the hechsher kabel tuma the machshava to tonei machshava. V'hai ma'isa the li'ai here they did a ma'isa to bring it up. Lav ma'isu the b'vnei achnim helam. The fact that stam the cut and brought it up to the roof, the main purpose why he did it was it should be free from the insects. That's why he brought it up. Because later he's happy that the dew goes on it. So that's called a machshava alone, and that's the klal. A cotton does not have a machshava. In other words, his machshava is not murdered. It's not called a hechshel kabotuma. Now on this mishnah. The Yom Rabbi Yechonan said, "Loishana." When did we learn this? That his machshava is no good. Elish loy hefach ben. Only if the cotton did not turn the fruits upside down on top of the roof. Aval hefach ben. Let's say it turned it upside down. He turned it around. In other words, that the dew should go all over the peris. Then hareza b'chiyutan. Yes, then it is considered b'chiyutan. But since it's nika mitoich ma'isov, what they're doing? That since because of this action of turning it up and down. Even though we're not 100% sure, but it looks to us as if they're doing it for the purpose that they want the tau to come on them. Or even Rashi says, the case is li'achas yirat ha'tal aleihem. After the dew came down on the peris, now they go and take and turn it upside down, that the dew on this side should fall on the other side, that we say is a ma'isa mechiach. And Arash zafa pish le'pirish machshavta, even though they don't tell us clearly what their machshavah is, but hoyu v'nikush adayta l'kach, Harayim b'chiyutan. You see clearly that it is called the good machshava. If it's only nikur, if we just see, we could tell that's what he means, even though we don't know 100%, that's also called the machshava. So what's your shaila? The Gemara says, yes. Hochakom yiborli, this is my question. The yiraisad rabbonin, that Rabbi Yechonah's mashma, that is maisa, which machshava, which is nikur mitzvich maisa, is called a machshava. Is that a svar even with the raisa to be seimichon even lekula? Rashi says can go boy in liel. Where he brought a korban oila from Durham to Tzofin. Could we say that the shechita is kosher? I do maybe no. Oy the rabbanon maybe over here it's only a chumer with the rabbanon. That when the rabbanon were machmat to say if the cotton turned over the peris upside down when the dew is on it, we see clearly he wants the dew. So therefore the chumer we say is machshava is called the machshava. That it could be roy lekabel tuma, but maybe only mid rabbanon lechumra, but not mid yiraisa to be mekel. That's my shaila. So on this, that was my shaila. So now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Masni Yochan. Nachman Yitzchak learned this question like this: that Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, that boy Reb Yechon himself had this question. Katan, yesh loy maiso, or yein loy maiso, what's the halacha? Does the katan have an action or not? Is his maiso called a maiso or not? On this, Malay Ravami said back to him, what's your question? Fiti boy le makshava. What? He only asked the question if he has a maiso, if we see it does an action, if that's good or not. Once he asked the bigger question, is his makshava alone enough? If so, maish, no makshava is like a miboyle. What's the reason why you did not ask the question about a katan's makshava, just his thoughts? Because the Tanan you learned the Mishnah says clearly, ain lehen makshava, that a katan's makshava alone is not murder, does not help the kabatumo. If so, maisa nami leti boyle, you should not ask the question about a maisa either. Because the Mishnah also said the Tanan we learned, yesh lehen maisa, that they have a maisa. If they have, like before, where they hollow out the teres and chokakam to make a kli out of it, and then they use it to measure where they have a maisa, it's good. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's question? So Gemara says like this, chokakam ibol, this is Rabbi Yochanan's question. This halacha that a maisa they have, the Mishnah before, again, where they hollow out the teres and they use it to measure a measuring cup, the araisa, is that a svar midi araisa that their maisa helps? It's mamish makabal tumim midi araisa. Maybe without a zoni midrabbanan, even when they do a ma'isa gomer and they mamash hollow out the pri to make it fit to be used for a measuring cup, maybe that's only a chumim midrabbanan, not midiraisa. That was the b'yechon and shayla. Uposhet, he was poshet the shayla, that the locher is, yesh lehen ma'isa, fiyafilu midiraisa, yes, when the cotton does a ma'isa gomer, like over there, he took the pri and he hollowed it out and then he measured with it. So did a maisa gomer to make it into a kli, even midiraisa there is called a kli, and it would be mekabel tumah. But ein lehem machshava kafilu midrabbanan. But in the case where they did not do any maisa, just the machshava alone, like there where they brought the peris up to the roof and just left it there, even though they're happy with the dew on it, that's nothing. And afilu midrabbanan, it's not huchshel mekabel tumah. But machshav toy nikeres mitoch maisa. But in the case where the cotton took the peris up to the roof, and after the dew went on them, he turned it upside down. So that's called the maisa, which is nikar. It's called the machshav, is nikar matech maisa. That's my shalom. Midi raisa, he was pushed it through like this. Then such a case, midi raisa in loy. Since it's only a machshav, it's not a real maisa, we do not know clearly. Therefore, midi raisa, it's not makabatuma. Even though the cotton turned the peris upside down, we have to be afraid. Maybe midiraisa is machshava, is not called a machshava, but midirabbanan though yeshloi. But midirabbanan in such a case will be machmut to say yes that these parents are called bechiyutan. They would be hukshel kabel tumim midirabbanan. Le'nachnami the shaila before where cotton takes the korban olah from Durham's side and brings it to Tzafon's side, the shechita would not be good. Here it's a shaila midiraisa. Midiraisa we say even though it's machshavta nikeres mitoch maisav, it's lav klum. Does not help. Now, boy, minei Shmuel Rav Huna. Shmuel asked the shalom from Rav Huna. Minayin, how do we know the halacha? Minayin lemesasek pekodeshim. Shupasol, whoever does one of the dollar avoidus by kodeshim, that if he's mesasek, he's thinking about something else. So it's posol. Shenemar, the posol says, v'shochat as ben ha-bokor. So we darshin say, shtchito l'shem ben bokor. What's Lashon of Shochet as Ben HaBokor? Means B'Shah Shchita, you have to know what you're doing. You have to know you're doing a Shchita in a Behema. So Mora says, Omaloi, Zub Yodeinu, this I know, L'chatchila you have to have Kavona L'Shem Shchitas. But L'Akiv Minayin, how do we know to say, if you don't have Kavona, if you're Mesasek, even with the evidence possible. How do I know that? Because by Kotchim, you need Shino HaKos of L'Akiv. So Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, L'ritzoinchem tezbechu. That would actually mean L'daitchem zavuchu. You have to shecht it, L'daitchem. So Rashi says, Shonel v'kos of l'akev. So Rashi explains what's called Mesasek l'kotchim, the Mesasek b'sakin l'akbiya. You're Isaac in picking up a knife, or the Zot, you just want to throw the knife, and now you throw it, and it shechts the kotchim. So you're not mischazin l'shum shchiterul. Rashi says, "Do'avu neskavnu l'shem shchita b'yalma." But if you know you're doing a ma'isa shchita, even though you don't have kavon l'shem kodshim, then avadim is kosher. That's called stam kodshim, stam shchita is kosher. because Elish loy olu lebailam l'shem chayva, because she not yotzo, the bailam is not yotzo v'chayv. Tosis learns a little bit different. Tosis learns nira the haim esak bekotchim haino de miskavon achaticha simonim, like he knows he's cutting the simonim, just learn l'shem zvicha. He does not kavon to do with l'shem zvicha, l'shem eshchita. So by chul in such case will be kosher according to everybody. Only by kochim will be possible. So kids, how do we know mesafik is possible? By kochim, we have these two psukim teachers, even liyakev. And again, we once spoke out, even though there's a psul mesafik b'chol terkulu, by other places, by Shabbos, the other places, but by kochim, by the avoid, I would have thought to say, think there's no psul. Because again, these avoiders are not avoiders hodom, they're avoiding the behemoth. The mice of the behemoth has a shkita, the mice of the behemoth has a zrika. I would have thought to say the Mesasik is also kosher by kochim. Therefore, I need a special posse to say no, that Mesasik is possible by kochim.
Yeah, Mishnah says, Yeshchitas oivei kichovim nevela. If a goy makes a shchita, so it's a nevela. Means it's psula, goy can't make a shchita, and therefore it's a nevela. And therefore, matama b'masa, if a Jew comes and carries the animal, he has tumas masa. Rashi says, a goy makes a shchita, filu kilchosa, even if he does it the right way. And even v'achirim rei noisai. Still, there's a psul, a goy can't make a shchita. And here, Taka doesn't read down the pasuk. The place before, now, based on the base, you said the pasuk when was ovachto, that's how we know that a goy shchita is possible. So, first the question, nevela in, isuri hanoloi, mashma for goy made the shchita, it's only in a nevela. It's like the animal died without a shchita. But that's all, but it's not also b'hanoa. Meaning to say that we don't say the goy shechted it l'shem avoy dezora. If he would have shechted l'shem avoy dezora, then it's like an avoy dezora, takrubus avoy dezora, that's also bano. So our Mishnah doesn't hold like that. So the Gemara says, man tan who's the tan about Mishnah? Om Rabbi Chiyab, Rabbi Abba, Om Rabbi Yechanon, to like Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer, Omar, he says, we'll have a Gemara later about this, that stam machshev asavik kechovim lavores kechovim. Stam agoy, when he makes a shchita, he always has in mind to do with the shem avoy dezora. Therefore, his shchita makes it into a takruvas, like this is being brought from avoy dezora, and therefore it's also b'hano. And our Mishnah just stam says it's nevela, mashm is not being done the shem avoy dezora. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Another verse says, Rav Ami says, Hochi ketoni. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Shchitas oivei kichovim nevela. He's not arguing, just saying another halachon, that the Mishnah says the shchitas of a goy is a nevela. Ho demin liavores kichovim, ho demin liavores kichovim. We have a person that's a min means he's attached. He's attached to worshipping Avodah Zarah, and a chanami, then we would say stam, that his shchit was done l'shem Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Rashi says, the min of Avodah means b'min Yisrael, even a Jew. If he's addicted, if he's attached to Avodah Zarah Kamari, and his shchit attack is worse, his shchit is worse than a stam goy, and his shchit would make it into an Avodah Zarah. So be yasabano. That's what I mean, Zalocha. Or the min means even a Jew that's attached to Avodah Zarah, it's Avodah Zarah. And Tanina bring a proof, Lord of Tanah Rabban, Lord of Bryce, like this. Shchitas min, la'avodas kechavim, mashu, even if a Jew, but if he's odig, he was attached to avoid the Zorah, so he say most probably his shchit is being done now l'shem avoid the Zorah, so he's bringing it like takrubas avoid the Zorah, so it's mamash yisosu bano, so shchitas min b'slavas kechavim, pitoy pas kusi, the pas of this min, his bread, is also like the pas of a kusi, and Rashi brings down that the seder's rem shninu amhoi rebeleza, Pas kusi kibose chazir. Same thing like man eating pig meat. Toys also brings this down. Pirkid Rablaz, bottom Toys says, Pirkid Rablaz, yesh, tiyezer zubovel, ben shaltir, ben yeshua, ben yitzadik, niduwaisem, shalosh meyas kahanim, shalosh meyas tinoikus, shalosh meyas sifrei toirim, foyotoykin, valavi, mesherim, or mesem, the end of the mikan omru, that koloicho pas kusi kiloicho bose chazir. Here also, even a Jew, if he's odd, he can avoid the Zorah, he has a locha like he's like a pas kusi. It's also tita's bread. And also, yeinam yayin esach. The Jew is worshipped avoid the Zorah, he has locha like a goy, that his wine becomes yayin esach. And swarav, if he writes a sefer Torah, Sifrei Kusmim. It's like written by Kishuf that you're supposed to burn them. Like Rashi also brings down more Masechet Gittin that say for Torah Shekosvu Min Yisarif, you're supposed to burn it. And Peirosav Tefillin, if they have that Peiros, those are Peiros of Tevil, meaning to say Lamaisa they're a Jew. Like these are only the Chumris, but not Lakula. So if they have fruits, so if they have Peiros, about the Peiros of Tevil, you have to be Choshe. Didn't take up Chumris and Maisa from them. The Yesharim, some say, Avabonov Mamzer, who are then the children of Mamzerim?